This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump toured fire-ravaged areas of California Saturday. As VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports, the president toured the town of Paradise, California, which was incinerated by the Camp Fire outside San Francisco.
Seeing the destruction, Trump thanked the firefighters, police officers, and emergency workers.
And they're fighting, and they're fighting like hell. We've never seen anything like this in California. We've never seen anything like this, Jerry. It's like total devastation.
Trump visited the fire scene with California Governor Jerry Brown, newly elected Governor Gavin Newsom, and other officials. He had earlier accused California of bad management of the state's forests, creating a fire hazard, but he says everyone is moving now in the same direction. The deadly fire in Northern California was more than 50% contained on Saturday. The fire near Los Angeles is more than 80% contained. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The Trump administration is taking issue with reports that cite a U.S. official as saying Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The State Department says reports that the government has made a final conclusion about the role Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have played in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi are inaccurate. Those reports cited a U.S. official who was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says there remain numerous unanswered questions, and the department will continue to seek all relevant facts. The Saudi government has denied the claim that the Crown Prince ordered Khashoggi's killing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And President Donald Trump on the trip to California said that he will receive a report Tuesday on who the government believes killed Khashoggi. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is fighting back against critics of her Brexit deal. As AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports, May is telling her Conservative opponents that their alternative plans will not work.
In an interview with the Daily Mail, the Prime Minister says her plan on how to tackle a key stumbling block, the issue of how to avoid a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, is the most realistic, and that alternative measures suggested by her political opponents wouldn't resolve the problem. May's headache continues, however, as disaffected Brexiteers believe they have the numbers required to trigger a challenge to her leadership within days. Conservative MP Nadine Dorries believes May should go.
It's actually beyond almost belief that number 10 think that they can, although they're spinning like mad, that they can sell this to the country. They can't. People can see right through it.
Karen Chamas, London.
The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed more than 40 people in the village of Abu Hassan in the region of Deir el-Zor near the Iraqi border. Edward Uranian has details from Cairo.
Arab media announced the deaths of several dozen people, most of whom appear to have been Islamic State group fighters during bitter fighting in the Deir el-Zor region of eastern Syria, not far from the Iraqi border. Rami Abdul Rahman of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights claims that about three dozen Islamic State fighters were killed in the airstrikes on the village of Abu Hassan. A number of civilians and family members of the Islamic State fighters were also killed. Abdul Rahman insisted that it was the highest death toll in coalition airstrikes since U.S.-aligned Kurdish fighters launched their attack against this particular northeastern Syrian Islamic State pocket in September. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Argentine military officials say they do not think they will be able to recover a submarine lost in the Atlantic last year with 44 crew members aboard. The Argentine defense minister said at a press conference the country lacks the modern technology capable of verifying the seabed to extract the ARA San Juan. The sub was found 907 meters deep in waters off the Valdez Peninsula. Officials showed images of the submarine Saturday. It was located on a seabed with its hull totally deformed. Parts of its propellers were buried and debris was scattered up to 70 meters away. Navy Commander José Luis Villán urged prudence, saying that a federal judge was overseeing the investigation and would be the one to decide whether it was possible to recover part or all of the ship. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.